didn't need, they wanted me to keep it for them, or they'd buy them a trailer or something, and then I'd wind up with all their junk. And I'd have to pile it back there and take somewhere and take care of it.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. When you were married and your children were still at home,
uh-huh.
What did you do every morning after you got up out of bed?
Well, first thing I done when I got up, I cooked my husband's breakfast and got him off to work. Mm-hmm. Then I'd get the children off to school. And so I had one boy was sick, James. That was my baby boy. I was out in the yard washing on an old rub board and tin tub out in the yard. I guess you know what that is. Boiling my clothes in an old black pot.
I've never seen that done.
And a rub board? Yes.
I've seen one. I hadn't seen anybody use it though. I think I saw one in the, yeah. Did you use that rug board while you were washing them?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You wet your clothes, you know, and then you rub them on that rug board.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get through, you put them over here in your pot and boil.
Mm-hmm.
Big old black pot.
Yeah. What was the rug board supposed to do to it?
Get the dirt out of the clothes.
Oh, those things, those ridges were supposed
uh-huh.
to knock the
uh-huh.
dirt out?
Yeah. Supposed to get the dirt out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was out there washing, and I left Raymond, my oldest son, in there to take care of the younger one while I was washing. I heard a big commotion in the house, and when I got in the house, James was laying on the floor, didn't know nothing. But Raymond had him up on the bed with a box over his head, running round and round on the bed. And James fell off, off the bed.
Yes, ma'am.
He knocked a nerve come right down this way, and then went back to his kidney. Mm-hmm. Main nerve went to his kidney. He knocked it loose.
Yes, ma'am.
And so he didn't know nothing. I carried him to the doctor. They couldn't do nothing for him. But though, just looked like he was gonna die anyhow. And I just. Done all I could for him, but and then finally he got to having those convulsions.
Mm.
And so carried him to the doctor, and he said it was but anyway, I can't think just now. It's kind of epileptic, that's what it was. Epileptic, but it wasn't. It was cause of that nerve. And he kept getting worse and kept getting worse, and then he just got to where he just stayed balled around this way in his eyes, up in the top of the house, and just having one convulsion right behind the other.
Mm.
Well, the doctors could do nothing about it. And so one of my daughters was born. She's 3 days old. And I carried her, my neighbor come in, and she said, "Why ain't you carried this baby to the chiropractor?" I said, "Well, I don't know nothing about no chiropractor." She said, "Well, get up and get your dress on." I got up, and she carried me to the chiropractor. And they got a little board of a thing with a hole in it, and they laid him down and stuck his nose through that hole. So he was drawn off, and his eyes all walled back, you know. And just that quick, he straightened that young.
Mm.
And he got down and run and played and hollered and jumped all over that place.
Is that right?
And